Good evening. We're up to Simon Shin Zayin. We're going to be learning Siv Gimel, Mitzvah, etc. On the bottom line of page Kuf Aleph, Hosolitain. We are not. You're not. When he's not allowed to give, Hosolitain Enu Dimois. When he's not allowed to give money, I think we learned Siv Gimel yesterday. Sorry, Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet, top of page 202. Motolo says le eni yudi mois merev Shabbos liknois loy. You are allowed to give to a goy. Motolo says le eni yudi mois. You're allowed to give to a goy money merev Shabbos on Friday liknois loy. They should buy for him. Who will vat provided shaloyem aloy knei be Shabbos, as long as you don't specify and say clearly it's for Shabbos. So what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to tell somebody here. On Friday, you tell somebody, you give somebody a goy money on Friday. Listen, I need this and this item. Go and buy it. He's going to end up buying it on Shabbos. You gave the money on Friday. He's going to end up buying it on Shabbos. Nevertheless, that's mutter. But what you're not allowed to do is, obviously you're not to specify, please purchase this item on Shabbos. That you wouldn't be allowed to do. But if you see more generic, go and buy.
But he will know before from his own shoe, and he'll know you want it for Shabbos.
Yeah.
So don't, if you know that he knows.
Yeah, yet. If you don't specify, yeah, it's okay.
But if you know, even if you don't specify, if you know, he knows.
That's the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Design. Let us exactly Mishnah Berurah speaks about Sif Cotton Design. It says as follows. Hubilvad shalo yoima. Ve'im yoima shuk. If there's in a particular place that yoima shuk, the market day, but Shabbos is on Shabbos. The market is on Shabbos only. Uvoisim market many motzolik nois kim biyoyim the shuker, and people will only buy and purchase in the market. There's only once a week. It's a small village, and in that village there's a market on Shabbos, and that's the only time people can actually acquire and buy things. It's the only day. You don't buy on Tuesday. You don't buy on Friday. You buy on Shabbos, and you're giving him money on Erev Shabbos. It's quite understood, and it's obvious. It's self understood that he's actually going to use the money for you. He's going to buy you something on Shabbos. As they know in small cities and small villages, that the only place they can buy is in the market, which is only on Shabbos. As if you're telling him you buy on Shabbos. If there's no alternative, and by giving him the money you're saying, yes, it's going to have to be on Shabbos, because inevitably there's no alternative, so that's going to be also k'moi, bein mevakshoi liknois avuroi, hoshenois lo limkoi, fafilu b'tchilas ha-shavua also. Not only that, says the Mishnah, but if there's the only place you can buy, he's in the market, which only operates on Shabbos, if it's the only time that you can buy things. Not only you can't give the money on Friday, but even on Tuesday you can't give the money. On Sunday you can't give money. You can give, here's £50. You go and buy the food, the clothing. You can't. There's no alternative. It's going to have, the only time he can buy it is on Shabbos. So you can't give him the money. You can't give it to him because he's obviously going to end up buying on Shabbos.
I'm skipping three lines in the Mishnah Berurah towards the end of Siv Cotton as well. Of course, I'm Siv Chassidim. Siv Chassidim writes, Al Yodu Adam Be'ir Shiyoy Mashuk Hu B'Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says it's not a great idea to live in a place where the market is operating on Shabbos. Why is that? Because as Mishnah Berurah, it's impossible. He's not going to do a sin in Avera. Mishnah Berurah brings in quotes a Sif Chassidim that a person should not live in a place where the only market that takes place is on Shabbos, because you're going to end up doing Avera. You're going to end up sending a goy to buy things on Shabbos. So therefore, don't live in such a place. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah said that if the marketplace is not in the area, it's far away from where you live, then it's okay. I don't know why. Why is it okay if it's not in the area? The only place and the only time you can buy things is on Shabbos, in the market. The market only operates on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, don't live in such a place. But if the market is not nearby, then it's okay.
You won't be tempted on the way to shul, or you won't be thinking about fresh
nettles. But
if you live in Wembley and you go past the football and Wembley Market on the way to shul, there's the Sionists, isn't there? If you live in Chester, there's only shuls at Bata Midrash and
you're not tempted so much.
You can't go wrong, can you?
The temptation is the goy.
Yeah, you're going to ask the goy to
fresh produce, and then he, by the time he comes back, it's going to go off. The fish is going to be wormy or something. I don't know. It's too far away to bring it back.
Right, it could be that the I hear. It might be, the logistics may be more complex. Okay. So the Mishnah says that if it's not in the area, then it's okay. You can live in such a place. Just gives a bit of an eyesight and historical, to look at this Mishnah with historical eyes, it's quite interesting. So foreign to us. Nowadays we can buy 24 hours a day, we can buy everything is so, shops are open till late and you can go anywhere, anything is available at any time of the day. Until recently there was a marketplace on Shabbos only. Some places, the only place that is Shabbos only. Market. Okay. The Gemara continues and he says, V'chein, similarly, muta liten loib godim limko, you're allowed to give the goy clothing to sell, ubilvad shalo yemaloi lemocham b'Shabbos. You're allowed to give a goy clothing and he say, okay, listen, this is box and box of clothing, please sell it on my behalf. He may end up selling clothing on Shabbos. It's a normal day to sell a lot of clothes. You're okay to do that as long as you don't say specifically sell it on Shabbos. Because perhaps it's going to sell on Friday, perhaps it's going to sell on Sunday, perhaps it's going to sell on Motzei Shabbos. So as long as you don't specify, it's okay. Because there's a vagueness. Again, like before, if you're specified, then it's inevitably going to be Shabbos, it's going to be also. But if it's a bit vague, it's okay. Same will apply then. Yes, it will be also, yeah. What happens if a person is she hired a goy to deliver the merchandise? What happens if a person hired a pickup, and the pickup is, I've got merchandise in my house, in the Yiddish house, I'm paying him to pick it up. And it happens to be that the merchandise for lokham basis all the Shabbos, and that he's coming knocking on the door. Is any pickup? Is it pickup? Can I pick up the merchandise today? Now this is also to do that on Shabbos for arranging a pickup to pick something up from the Yid's house, merchandise on Shabbos. That's also not only that, but the more adds for your own chin oyser. In the olden days, you used to punish the person who does that to not arrange for pickup from your house on Shabbos. Says, if he does pick it up before Shabbos, although he will clearly travel on Shabbos, the goy will be traveling on Shabbos, inevitably so. Sure, it's muta given shekotzeslo, since there is a you paid him, but I didn't have shekovet. He came when it was good for him, and he's traveling on Shabbos. That's not your problem, as long as he didn't pick up on Shabbos. What was the punishment they used to give in previous generations? Oishel, if you osher b'mamon, if it was a wealthy individual, he would get a fine from Beis Din. You arranged for a pickup from your house on Shabbos, £50 fine. A fine. Oy b'malkus, and if it was a poor man, lashes.
If someone's
going to
pick up something, like the postman or whatever, delivery comes to you, so you say Thursday to Monday, and they happen to come on Shabbos, can you let him take it? You're not paying him to come on Shabbos. Like a return thing.
I think that I don't see it. What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't see a substantial difference in the Ramah. Just because you're not paying him, is that the point?
Him.
So is that a substantial difference?
It's not arranged for Shabbos. He's working for
himself. He also, Misha Socha, En Yudi Lo'elich Sherosu, Vovi Yudi Lo'elich Yisrael B'Shabbos. It wasn't prearranged to Shutavka be on Shabbos in the Ramos scenario. He hired a person to pick up, and he happens to come on Shabbos. It's also. So I don't know if there's any real difference.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a real difference.
Unless if you did hire and someone's going to pick it up. It's a free pickup.
I don't know. I don't know why it should be mutter. I don't know why it's different than the Shulchan Aruch's case. The Ramos case. To have a pickup on Shabbos. I don't know. Can anybody think of a reason why it should be okay? Yeah? Why should it be okay? Why should it be different than this Ramos? Ramos seems to be taking a very similar case. Does it make a difference the fact that he gets paid or not? What do you say? What do you say? Somebody's got that, he bought new shoes and he doesn't want them, they're too small, and he wants to, and then they say the pickup, they arrange for pickup. Pickup could be any day, Friday, Shabbos, or Sunday they could be coming. Anytime during business hours. And they knock on the door, they've gone Shabbos. Would you be allowed to hand it over to them? Yeah? What do you tell her? Tell him to just pick it up. The only shaila is, my only suffix is that it's completely adhered to the nafshaker of it. That is in his benefit, the guy's absolute benefit. Because if he doesn't pick it up now, he's going to have to pick up tomorrow. So it's his own interest. And you're not paying him for it. So maybe there's a bit of room for leniency. But here again, I don't know why it's so different in the Ramos case. I'm not sure. Maris Ayin as well. Yeah, there's Maris Ayin issue as well. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, so but with regards to delivery, the halacha is that if it's completely adaited nafshei, if it's completely adaited nafshei, if it's in his own benefit, if you're not making any sign, and any if there's no understanding that you're benefiting from it, if you're like opening the door and like raising your hands, you know, you do what you want kind of thing, and it's his own genuine benefit that he drops it on the floor, and then it's fine. But what you're certainly not allowed to do is to tell him, oh, please, you know, okay, please put it here, or yes, thank you so much, or yes, that would be also because he's doing it for your sake. If it remains in his own interest, that he's not going to have to come back and schlep and come back later on the following day, then the halacha is that it's mutter.
What happens with a postman then? He sometimes does a package for you. And, you know, it's not a delivery in the shop where you reach it. Well, it is, but it's been put in the post, and he happens to deliver it on Shabbos, and it will ring your bell, and you
certainly can't take it in your hands. No, if you allow him to drop it, that's fine.
I just say to him, could you just
if you say, okay, you do whatever you want, and he drops it, then
I just say, could you just
whatever. If it does it on his own accord for his own benefit, then it's fine.
And that would be, you know, you would feel a bit annoyed having to take a package back.
Yeah. So if it's his own benefit, it's mutter. Yeah, okay. The Ramah continues. The Shulchan Aruch in Seif Hei continues. Actually, I want to just mention the Shaila, which is brought in the Poskim with regards to a person allowed to own an automatic, what's called a vending machine? Did we mention it once? A vending machine. What's the halacha of a vending machine? Is a Yid allowed to have a vending machine which is going to be in public places? So there's two Shailas, really. There's a Shaila, what if it's in a place where there's a lot of Yidden who don't keep Shabbos? Question number one. Nice Coke cans and nice drinks and see, the place that there's the Yidden who don't keep Shabbos. Question number one. And what if it's a place that is no Yidden whatsoever? If there's no Yidden whatsoever there, and it's clearly only going, you don't have to be choshed and you don't have to suspect at all that is Yid going to Michal Shabbos with it. It's clearly going to be in the benefit. What would be the halacha? Is it mutter also to own vending machine? It's a good business, apparently. They say it's a very good business. Anybody who wants a business, the business idea, apparently it's a really good business. Especially if it's not perishable items. Apparently it's a really good business. Yeah.
In each case, it's going to benefit.
Pardon?
He's
going
to forget the Jewish people, won't they? He will benefit. Because he's getting money on Shabbos.
He's getting money on Shabbos.
So he's benefiting on the Shabbos.
Shutfus, and therefore it's going to be
problem.
So you, according to you, may not own a vending machine because potentially people are going to be buying. Goyim are going to buy it on Shabbos. You should switch off the vending machine.
Like a shop.
Yeah. So Lemaisa Rabbi Isai, what do you tie in the vending machines? Like a
mill.
Mill, that it, and therefore what?
Gets money in.
So the Maisa, the Ma'ashag, and all the poskim of Shlomo Zalman, they said as long as it is not in an area where there's yidden, where there's yidden, it's a problem. If it's a place that's clearly public, goyim, yeah?
I think the analogy is going to have to do with, if I've got a job advertised on a job board, and a goy responds to it, and a job board, and a goy responds to it on Shabbos, and I pick up my emails on Monday, and I see... Does that mean I can't work?
No, that's fine.
It's a bit about the vending machine.
Yeah, there's a shout about advertising on Shabbos.
If they're already loaded on, they can't, it's impossible to take them off for a day.
Yeah, okay, so fine, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. The vending machine, the post came out here as well. They say it's mutter because it's static and it's not like you're asking a goy to do anything. There's no mail and ochre involved. There's no involvement of you actually positively making a... If somebody puts money in there on Shabbos, so that's for their own benefit. And therefore it's mutter. So the consensus of the poskim is that vending machines is mutter in areas where there is goyim, where it is purely goyim.
You're selling goods on the internet, and you've got a website.
Yeah.
And it's open. It's open.
You're talking about if it's for sale, if the sale, and the transaction.
He makes a transaction through your website or whatever.
Yeah, and it's actually, and you are, is there ending time on Shabbos? Yeah. Or not ending time on Shabbos?
Yeah, it's open the whole
time. Well, ending time is always on Shabbos?
Yeah. And if you could get a Jew who's not from doing it as well. It's the same
right, okay. So the Maaseh, the eBay shailos are very, very complex and very large. But I think on the whole, if the ending time is, if you're putting something on eBay, and... If I'm not mistaken, to put something on eBay which is not necessarily going to be sold on Shabbos, it just happens to be. There's always an ending time, isn't there? Or am I getting it wrong? Like a time that it has to be sold by something.
Oh, that's different.
Okay, so you're just putting it stamp like this.
Just generally anything, and somebody might. Even a Jewish person might.
Okay, so if it is a random item, not necessarily a menorah and a becher, so you don't have to assume it's going to be a yid. If it's a couple, then it's different. Okay, sif hey. Dovo sheinu melocha, ve'einu osu la'asoyse b'shabbos elu mishum shvus. Okay, Shulchan Aruch now moves on into a slightly different topic, which is related to Amir al-Nochi, and the halach is as follows. Dovo, a thing, she'ein emelocha, which is not strictly speaking emelocha, do I say? Ve'ein also la'asoyse b'shabbos elu mishum shvus, and is only also as a derabonon. Shvus meaning a derabonon. So it's not a toira issa, but it's a derabonon issa level. Mutar le'Yisrael loyma, a yid is allowed to tell le'ein yehudi to the goy la'asoyse to do this. The rabbonon action b'Shabbos on Shabbos. So we're learning a yid is allowed to instruct a goy to do a melacha the rabbonon. A yid is not allowed to ask a goy to do a melacha the reise, but he is allowed to ask a goy to do something which is a shvus. When is he allowed to ask a goy to do a melacha the rabbonon? Vehu this is she'esham. This is if it involves somebody who is a unwell person, miktas choli is unwell, is sick, or something which is a great need to have. So I'm allowed to ask a goy to do something which is urgent and very pressing. The yid is allowed to ask the goy to do a drabonon if it's a choile or if it's a very pressing, urgent need, or mipnei mitzvah for a mitzvah matter. Ketzad, what would be the examples? Oymelis, oymisol en yudi, b'Shabbos, a yid is allowed to ask a goy to do on Shabbos, lalois peilon, to go up a tree. To go up a tree is the reiso drabonon. Drabonon. To go up a tree is also the drabonon. Climbing a tree is also the drabonon. He's allowed to ask a goy, do you mind, can you climb up the tree? He asked the goy. Lehovi shofar, my shofar got stuck on the tree by mistake. By mistake, he just ended up there. I don't know if it was because of his child that had that was trying to get it, or because maybe the goat, I don't know, is that maybe the cat picked it up and climbed up. Not sure, but the shofar ended up on the tree. And I want my shofar back. And it's for a mitzvah purpose. I need my shofar, to get a shofar. So I'm not allowed to go up myself, because it's the Rabbonon, to climb up the tree on Shabbos. But I am allowed to ask a goy to climb up the tree, which is the Rabbonon. To climb up the tree to pick up the shofar. How much is specified? It's quite interesting because in terms of Pardon? So the tkiyah is not taking place on Shabbos. Per se, the tkiyah, you're asking him no tkiyah. You're right, there's no tkiyah on Shabbos, but he'll need them for after Shabbos. He'll need the shofar after Shabbos. Or another example, which is again a shvus, a mirror nochi of a shvus, that you have a need for water. In my house there is no water, and there is water next door, but you have to grow cross at the Rabbanon area. So you're carrying something that I need my water because of a child who is not well, or because he's in agony, he needs water to clean himself, or because he's not well, I need water. I just need water today, on Shabbos. And the water is only accessible through the Rabbanon. I'm not allowed to be over on the Rabbanon for that. There's no pikuach nefesh, no sekonos nefosh nefosh, but I do need water for somebody's not well. So I'm not allowed to do it myself, but I am allowed to ask a goy to do the Rabbanon. Amir lenochi letzorech godl, or letzorech choyli. Some disagree, and it's that the shvus of the shvus b'mokem mitzvah is still also. Some disagree. So these are machlokes about this, and some amatia, and some asa. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chof Aleph points out v'da she'ein medamin dovol ledovol be'inyan hashvusin. His Mishnah Berurah says you should never ever compare to Rabbonons. So when something is also, something is mutter, something else, you can't always compare. Something which is explicitly mutter is mutter. Something which is not explicitly mutter, you have to assume that it's also. You cannot compare shvusim one another. That's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. But let us just think of some examples for this key rule over here. What is considered the shvus b'mokem mitzvah, which is mutter? How would that work? So what would be another example? So example given by the Shulchan Aruch is a shofar which is stuck in the tree. What would be another example? So we can't compare generally, but let's just think of another identical example to that. Shvus to shvus b'mokem mitzvah. Okay, let's say turning off the light, which is even better. Okay, turning off a light would be, that's right, turning off the light, if nobody can sleep, it's considered, so if for instance, the children in the room, or choilers in the room, or there's a circumstance that person really, really can't sleep. So the halacha would be, according to Moshe, that you're allowed to ask a goy to switch the light off. Why is that? Put us one and one together. To ask a goy to do something, is that Mira Nochi, that's a Drabonon? Switching off is Drabonon. Switching off is Drabonon, according to all opinions. So switching off is a Drabonon. So Shvus to Shvus, B'mokheim, Mitzob, B'mokheim, Tzorich, Godel, B'mokheim, Choyli, B'mutter. Similarly, what would be the halacha if a person needs to, what would be another example? Shavus to Shavus, Mokim. Shavus to Shavus, Mokim Tzerich. If a person needs a certain medicine from the pharmacy, from the chemist, not life-threatening, by all accounts, not life-threatening, but they need a medicine, a person needs a medicine from a chemist. You've got that relationship with the chemist, that he knows you and he can just get a medicine. So would you be allowed to go to the chemist, to ask a goy to get a medicine from the chemist and carry it in a place where there's no eruv? Okay? Place where there's no eruv? Pardon? Not sakonas nefosh, not pikuach nefesh. To ask a goy to pick up. What's that?
There's three things wrong here.
Why?
There's carrying. No, that's not fun. There's buying and there's the man.
So it's not. It's Kenyan. You're saying Kenyan. Kenyan is the Rabbonon.
And there's the man taking the medicine.
So, right. Okay, so the man taking the medicine, we're talking about in an instance that's allowed to take the medicine. For whatever reason. Okay, so the halacha is that would be shvus to shvus mokem mitzvah, which is muta. Shvus to shvus, you're asking goy to do a Rabbonon. B'mokem choyli, which is mutter. Yeah, Carmelis area, let's say.
Okay.
The Carmelis area would be an example. Okay, so these would be examples of shvus to shvus, mokem mitzvah, mokem tzorech. Okay, Rabbi Sai, what we learned this evening was the halacha of giving a goy money before Shabbos, if it's specifically clearly arranged that he's going to buy on Shabbos, that would be also. If it's vague, it's mutter, same with selling as well. We spoke about shvus to shvus mokum choli, which is mutter, shvus to shvus mokum mitzvah, which is mutter, shvus to shvus mokum mitzvah is mutter. Whenever you're asking a goy to do a melacha d'oraisa, that's problematic. To ask a goy to do the rabbanon is mutter in those circumstances. We also spoke about a sefer chassidim, that a person should not live in a place where where the marketplace is only taking place on Shabbos. But we learned that if the marketplace is further away, then it's mutter. Okay, good evening and good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael.